Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Okay, so we've got the Dolphins up against the Knights. This is Sunday. This is at Suncorp Stadium. What about that stat that came out? You know, last year, the second highest average crowd was the Dolphins behind the Broncos. And that, of course, impacted by the fact that they get huge crowds when they play at Suncorp Stadium. So expect another one. Let's go to the Dolphins. So, same, one change. Kurt Donoghue in, Sean O'Sullivan out. Trey Fuller keeps his spot at fullback. How exciting was that? That was absolutely fantastic to see. All wholehearted, the performances there from the Dolphins. The Knights, on the other hand, no Kalyn Ponga. So Dane Gagai is back in after a calf injury. Jack Cartwright takes the bench after Jack Hetherington's suspension. And David Armstrong, the 23-year-old from Mungindi, Jared, up your part of the world, is going to make his debut as fullback for Newcastle. Where's your market on this, Tristan?
This one's been a tricky one to work out where we pop it because obviously with no Kalyn Ponga, it does shift the needle quite significantly. We've gone $1.40, the Dolphins, $2.95, the Knights, $7.5. The market was opened at $6.5 and it's gone from $6.5 out to $7.5, $1.85 the minus, $1.95 the plus, and $44.5 the total points. So this is a, we were talking just last week about how would the Dolphins aim up against the Knights side, against the Eels side, should I say, down on troops. And now they've got the task of aiming up against a side missing their key player in the Knights. And I don't know, I just wonder whether the market may have shifted a little bit further than maybe it would have. It would have been interesting what would have happened if the Eels continued their roll through with that result in the first half of Friday night where this one would sit. So whilst I think the Dolphins are worthy being favourites and they're very professional, I think the plus might represent a little bit of value here in this game.
Well, Tristan, let me know if you can't get on. Certainly, I'm all over the Dolphins here. And yes, I agree. I think there's got to be a question about giving up 6.5, now 7.5. But I've just got too much trust in how Bennett has his players' heads right. I mean, the man's just been doing this for 35 years. And last week was another reflection of that. Going up to Darwin, all of those outs, there was every excuse in the world to not have your head right and not compete in that game, especially when they were down early with a couple of tries. Yet they just keep turning up. You know, the young seven, he's going so well, as is the nine. And, you know, they're going to get a couple of key players back this week, which they desperately need. Against a team that I just think's in free fall, there's so much around the Knights that's just wrong at the moment. I mean, we're 7-8 weeks into the season and he's got no idea what he's doing in the halves. It's literally like spinning the chocolate wheel every week about who, what combination of the three he's going to play there. And yet we see no response. We have not had a standout game from any one of those three in the halves 8 weeks into the season. I think they've been incredibly soft through the middle, absolutely carved up on numerous occasions and really, really poor. Fell, just got crumbling as the game went on last week. Now they travel, their travel record's really poor. Jimmy, we talk about the quality of support behind the Dolphins. I do a lot of work around the north side of Brisbane and up to the Sunshine Coast. Let me tell you, there is Dolphins flags, car stickers, jumpers in the street, anywhere and everywhere. It's amazing how they've taken the north side of Brisbane by storm. And When I saw this game scheduled this week, I expected that the game would be at Redcliffe because they will handpick the games where they don't expect to have a big crowd and play at Redcliffe for that local supporter base. They keep moving so many of their games now to Suncorp because they've got such a growing community support. It's amazing. I'm all over the Dolphins here. I just want to back their head and their approach from their coach. I just think it's all in the right space. They're still missing a couple of key blokes, but I think the Knights are in free fall. Dolphins, my best of the week to cover the line.
Yeah, wow. It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, Suncorp Stadium and what they're doing up there from a support point of view. And you think about the experience that Bennett has. Think about this, gentlemen. I speak every Thursday to Mal Meninga. He's an immortal of the game. Wayne Bennett coached him as a teenager. Like, it's just crazy when you think about it from that point of view. But, you know, the thing that I love about it, who's Max Plath? Who's Trey Fuller? Isaiah Katoa was a boom youngster, but a youngster, and he's still a youngster. His control with his kicking game is absolutely superb. Who's Jack Bostock?
Yep.
Like, this is what they come in and, you know, this is why I said last week, Dolphins, don't let him leave the building. No. Don't let him coach against you. Yeah. Like, you've got arguably the greatest coach in the history of this game, and you're letting him walk out? I know it might not be fair to Christian Wolf, but what's fair to your organisation? Yeah. So, look, it's no way. And maybe one of the reasons they took this game to Suncorp was Kalen Ponga, hugely popular player. Let's get him at Suncorp and, you know, we'll draw the crowd with that. Now he's not there. Newcastle, they are struggling. They are really, really disappointing. And there's the effort, you know, like, where's the effort? And that's what Newcastle sides pride themselves on, right? You can run last for the year, but if your effort is there, then the very parochial Novocatrian fans will note that. We're not seeing that with this team this year. And as you say, on the road, up at Suncorp, up against the Dolphin side that do show that, it's going to be a tough one. 7.5, not enough. We're all in furious today.
I'm on the plus in this game, so I'm happy to take you guys on in this one. I am nervous because I do think the Knights do need to improve, which may not be there. But yeah, I'm happy to go against you.
Lovely.
Well, that's just for the sake of continuity. Otherwise, we were going to go through potentially without a lunch bet. Well done, Tristan, jumping on the grenade. Thanks for that.
You wouldn't do it. So someone had to take one for me.
What did I say about selfless players?
Jimmy was just sweating in the background that you were going to go with the plus and the under, Tristan.
Oh, don't leave me out of that.